Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. There's three things you need to know to become financially abundant. Okay, to become a millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire, whatever it might be, there's three things you gotta master. Okay, I want you guys to write this down. Number one, you gotta learn how to earn it. Okay, earn it. That's a game right there, how to earn money. You already probably know a little bit how to earn money right now. If you have a job, you've had jobs in the past, that's one strategy, but there's many other strategies. There's many other cards that you can play. You don't just have to have a job. You don't just have to go to university. There's many different ways you can earn money. Money only affects your level of happiness up to making around $60,000 to $75,000 a year. And I believe it was done within North America, and they found that once your basic living expenses are taken care of, you've got a home, you've got a car, groceries, and you've kind of alleviated a lot of the financial stresses that people have. And usually that's at the point of $60,000 to $75,000 a year, then more money after that does not affect happiness. They found that making $100K, $200K, $1 million a year or more did not increase happiness. But what they did not measure is what you're actually spending that money on. Because there's absolutely certain things that you can spend money on that if you have more financial abundance and you make more money, they're absolutely gonna increase your happiness and quality of life. Next is you have to learn how to keep it. How to keep it. That's a skill. That's something that a lot of people haven't yet mastered. In fact, I know a lot of people that know how to make money, and you're probably making money now, but if you don't have any, then you're not good at keeping it. Okay? You're just not. If you don't have money saved, if you don't have money put aside, then you're not good at keeping it. You haven't yet mastered that. So you have to learn how to keep it, because it's not what you make, it's what you keep. You could be the guy making millions of bucks, but spending it, sabotaging it, giving it away, losing it, right? And you're left with nothing. The third thing you have to master is how to grow it. How to grow it. How to take money and turn that money into more money. How to invest it. How to have that money work for you. To hopefully create passive income for you. Because that passive income is what's gonna give you true freedom so that your money's working for you and you don't have to work for money. Let me pose this to you. What is money for you? How do you define it? Money is what? Okay, what's the first thing that comes up in your mind? The first thing. Because that will give us a glimpse into your psychology and the relationship you have.
For some people might say, well, money is security, or money is freedom, or money is power, or money is good, or money is bad, or money is the root of all evil. First, if you look at money as a game, which is how I look at it, okay, it's a game that if you know the rules, if you know the laws, you know how it works, guess what? You can make as much of it as you want, and it can actually be fun too. It can be very enjoyable. That's how I look at money, is it's fun. It's a fun game to play, but it's not fun to play if you don't know the rules. It's not a fun game to play if you don't know how to play. And for most people that are in society, you haven't learned how to play the game. You haven't learned the rules of the game, the laws, and how it works so that you can win successfully. Because just like any game, guys, once you get good at it, it becomes fun, but also you keep winning more and more. Once in a while you lose, right? That's part of the game as well. But when you get good at something, you win a lot more times than you lose. Now, sometimes when I refer to money as being a game, there's some people that don't like that. In fact, it might even offend some people because money is one of those topics that a lot of people have a lot of mixed associations to. There's a lot of emotion that gets tied up around money, whether you have a lot of it or you don't. So money is something that is worthwhile pursuing. You know, there's a lot of negative associations and hangups with money, but I believe it's worthy to make more money, but understand that money is made through contributing and adding value, by solving problems, by meeting people's needs. If you're hired at a company, you're getting paid to add value to the company, which is a good thing. So money is not bad. Money is the reward that you get for adding value and contributing. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a spiritual thing. And so therefore, money can absolutely be spiritual. And I think one of the most important things is what it makes of you in the process. Experiences of life absolutely increase your level of happiness. There's certain experiences that money can allow you to experience, that can allow you to buy. You know, those experiences are things that you always remain with you in your life. Nobody can ever take them away. Versus stuff, you know, more cars or clothes, those things might give you a temporary high of pleasure, but they're not going to lead to lasting happiness and fulfillment. I know for myself, I didn't grow up with much money. My parents struggled with money. There's a lot of anxiety and fighting and stress that all came around money. My parents went through a bankruptcy. They ended up going through a divorce. And so therefore, there's a lot of associations that can happen there with your struggle with money. You might start to believe and link emotions to pain and bad and evil and see these negative sides that come out in people in the presence of money. Let me share with you guys what I believe money is. Money is a tool. It's a tool, that's it. It's a tool that can build or it's a tool that can destroy. But it depends on who's wielding that tool, who's holding the tool in their hand. So you can use money to build. Money can be amazing in so many ways, can it? I mean, money can allow someone to pursue their dreams. Money can allow someone to have freedom in their life. Money can allow someone that we can use as a resource to help donate it and give it away to different organizations that can help make a difference in the world. Money can be used to grow and improve yourself, you know, by reading books and getting coaches and mentors and courses and trainings that can help you accelerate your own personal development and growth. My mentor, Jim Rohn, said, everybody should make it their goal in their life to make $1 million, not for the money, but for what it makes of you. Because in order to make $1 million, you've got to add so much value to other people's lives for them to pay you that money in exchange. You have to develop your confidence. You got to develop discipline. You got to develop your ability to manage different projects and manage your time. You got to develop yourself and become more, which I believe is the ultimate gift. Because the more that you become, the more that you have to give and share with others.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.